All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I call this meeting to order. Okay, my name is Jesse Dow. I'm the chairman of the Dubuque County Commissioners. I'd like to welcome all of you here and say hello to all of you. First thing I would like to do is have an invocation, which I will ask Mr. Wayne Branch to step up, please, and give us the invocation. Then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. If everyone will please stand.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together one more time, Lord. Allowing us to work together in harmony, Father, touching each and every one of us to get on one accord and do the business of Dubuque County, for the citizens of Dubuque County. Lord, I ask that you remove all things that's inconsistent with what you would have to be done, and insert love, peace, understanding, patience, guidance, and trust. Touch us this day, Lord, to do the business of this county. Continue to guide us and be us traveling mercies as we leave this place today. For it's in the precious name of Jesus that I do pray, let us all say, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I do again, welcome you. And I will make one statement concerning the health and welfare of citizens of our county. I implore every citizen in this county to practice the safety measures set up by the executive order, which is to wear your mask, wash your hands, and keep your distance. It's very important. And I'll have our health director address that in a little bit in a few minutes. All right, so at this time, I need to see if any of the commissioners have anything to add to the consent agenda.
I do not.
I do not.
All right, Mr. Davis, Branson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I don't have anything to add to the consent agenda, but I would like to request that Mrs. Tracy Simmons Carnegie, your health director, who is already on your agenda, be added. She would like to request to present retirement plaques to two retirees from the health department.
All right.
Motion to approve with the changes.
Second.
So I've got a motion and second to approve the consent agenda. With the changes, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nay? Motion carries. Okay, at this time, do we have any public comments?
Mr. Chairman, Mayor A.J. Connors of Warsaw has signed up for public comments.
Okay, Mr. Mayor A.J. Connors, would you please step up and state your comment, sir. That's it right there. Yes, sir.
Commissioners, I would like to express my gratitude and that you have favored me and to be able to serve you over at James Brown Community College. I would like to express my gratitude to you for that and the confidence. Hopefully, will not be unwell. Other than may you be blessed and take care.
Right. Thank you.
Right.
Thank
you. You're welcome, sir, and thank you very much for being willing to serve that position. Thank you very much. All right. Are there any other persons or citizens that would like to make a public comment? All right. Okay. Hearing none, seeing none, we have no other public comments at this time. We will move on with our agenda. Can Ms. Angie Quinn please step up?
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I am here tonight to present another stream debris removal project. For J&J Environmental submitted a proposal on Section 7 of North Muskoka Peer River, and that runs from NC 11 903 to John David Grady Road in the amount of $59,449, and I would like to ask that you award this to J&amp;J Environmental.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to award the contract for Section 7 of the Northeast Cape Fear River Stream Debris Removal Project to J&amp;J Environmental in the amount of $159,449, and authorize the chairman to sign same. Any discussion? Let those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Queen. All right, Ms. Tracy Simmons Carnegie, our Health Director, would you please step up with your retirees?
Mr. Chairman, I believe some of their families may be here too, if you allow them to come in the room.
Okay, and if there are any family members of the retirees, would you please come in with your families?
So the first retiree that we have.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you start. Are the, her family members here?
Yep, right here. We only did one family member with each retiree.
Okay, she can stand there with her, and somebody needs to take a photo of her. I'm not sure who's going to take a photo.
So I come before you guys tonight to present a plaque for Mary Ann Lane, who has 32 years of public health service with us here at the Health Department on behalf of the county. So we have Mary Ann, that says Duplin County retiree, presented to Mary Ann Lane at the Health Department in appreciation for your dedication, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County from August the 17th, 1987 through December 31st, 2019. We also have another special award for Mary Ann. This is from the governor's office from the state of North Carolina, which is the Order of the Longleaf Pine. A little bit about the letter I wrote to the governor's office. Said, dear majority of Mrs. Lane's public health years, she's been an enhanced role registered nurse for child health, maternal health, family planning, and STDs. As an enhanced role nurse, she's been able to perform physical assessments and functions and function under standing orders to provide preventative care and periodic assessments for the underserved and at-risk children and adults of Duplin County. In addition, half of Mrs. Lane's public health years, she served as the public health and nursing supervisor, which included over the clinic and pharmacy manager's responsibility, as well as supervision of communicable disease, tuberculosis, and STDs. Mrs. Mary Ann completed the LabCorp forensic urine drug screen training in August of 2007, allowed pre-employment, random, reasonable suspicion, and post-accident drug screenings at the health department, as well as a number of shelters she has worked during disasters. So I would like to present Ms. Mary Ann Lane, the Order of the Longleaf Pine. Thank you.
Okay, please don't leave yet, ma'am. I mean, you can step out, but just please don't leave until we have a chance to talk to you.
Come on in,
Sid.
All right, so the second retiree we have is Ms. Cindy Carlton. I present you this plaque on behalf of Duplin County. It's an appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service for the citizens of Duplin County from November 1st, 1979 through February 28th, 2020. So she comes with us for 41 years of service. In addition to this award, I have the Longleaf Pine from the governor's office. It's the Order of the Longleaf Pine from the governor's office. A little bit about Cindy. She graduated with her Bachelor of Science in Nursing from ECU in 1979 and began her career at Duplin County Health Department, where she spent majority of her career. During this time, she was an enhanced role nurse for child health and family planning for 10 years and 18 years respectively. As an enhanced role nurse, she was able to perform physical assessments and functions under standing orders to provide preventative care for the underserved and at-risk children. In addition, she performed periodic assessments and care for low-risk family planning residents, as well as led the family planning nurse position. Throughout her career at the health department, she's worked in various programs from immunizations, home health, tuberculosis, general clinic, and case management for maternal and child health. In addition, she has worked a number of shelters during disasters. So I want to present you tonight the Lonely Pines. Thank you.
Okay, is that it there?
That's it.
Okay, Ms. Lane and Ms. Carlton, could you please come in here, please? Okay, on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, we hate to see you leave, but we really thank you for your service. I think one or both of you have taken care of me before since I've been over there. And I appreciate that, and so have the citizens of this county. But as a board, I think each one of us would like to have something to say to you briefly.
Well, ladies, all I can say is I wish you the best and walk fast so arthritis and other things don't catch up with you. And thank you so much. And I hope within my heart of hearts that you ladies live with your family, enjoy your life. Don't just go home and at 1 o'clock during the day, you haven't put on any clothes. Get up early in the morning and put your shoes and stuff on, get you a coffee and turn on the TV, see what's happening in the world.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Lash. Appreciate that. Does anybody else have anything else to say?
Thank you for your service. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, enjoy retirement.
Could I get a picture with you standing with Ms. Carnegie, please? It's for the, I think the newspaper might want to.
For the newspaper.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure you got your mask on.
Got my mask on.
Yeah, we had the health department.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank
you. God bless you. All right, as we move on with our agenda, Ms. Tracy Carnegie Simmons will proceed.
I do have come before you guys tonight for an acceptance and a budget amendment approval for a grant from East Point entitled Whole Person Integrated Care. This was a grant for this coming fiscal year, 2020-2021. To continue on our whole person integrated care model that we have here at the health department to help serve our citizens of the county. And so we were very fortunate to receive another $50,000 for this fiscal year to continue that telehealth service. And it is for adults that we use that money for.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to accept the East Point Whole Persons Integrated Care grant funds in the amount of $50,000 and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Are there any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Go ahead with your next one, ma'am.
The next agenda item is for acceptance and approval of a budget amendment for another grant we received at the health department from the Cape Fear Memorial Foundation for expansion of maternal health care. This grant is for $60,000, in which a majority of this will go to purchase an OB ultrasound machine so that we are able to do anatomical ultrasounds at the health department for our uninsured clients. Of the remaining funds from that will go to help support professional services.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. I've got a motion and second to accept the Cape Fear Memorial Foundation grant OB ultrasound services funds in the amount of $60,000 and approve the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Simmons Carnegie, if you would, could you give us an update on the COVID-related
okay.
cases we have in Duplin County.
Okay, so a COVID update as it relates to Duplin County. As of this afternoon, we currently have 105 individuals within the community. So those are community-based. They reside at their residence, not in a facility. So we currently have 105 individuals who are currently under surveillance or in isolation. Our total number of positives that we have had in the county thus far over the last 7 months is 2,671 positives. And just remember that that is a cumulative number since we began, but currently we have 105 positives with a total of 55 fatalities.
At this time, you do not have anybody that's been positive twice, do you?
None that the state has deemed that are reinfections. So we are at the chances of, so a lot of that has to go to the state to be reviewed, but none that they have deemed as reinfected for the second time. So there is the possibility that that can happen, and they reclassify that after 90 days from your last positive.
Do you have anyone that's been tested and they held back positive for the cold virus, but they don't need to be hospitalized and they are now doing, you know?
Yes, well, we have a majority of our individuals have not been hospitalized.
Okay.
What about you said 105 that are residents of their home. Uh-huh. How many do we have that are not residents of their home, that are residents of the county somewhere in some capacity?
So when I refer to it, that those will be the ones who are currently in the facility. So we have currently 4 facilities who have an outbreak. And those are, 3 of those facilities have very small numbers, and one of those facilities has about 30 some positives.
Okay, and this is the beginning of flu season?
Yes, so this is the beginning of flu season, and knowing that of that, you know, flu has a vaccine, and so we urge citizens to get vaccines for flu. Also, there is some of our population who may also qualify to get the pneumonia or pneumococcal vaccine. So we will start to see some billboards throughout the county that we use some funds to purchase those to remind folks of the importance to get their flu vaccine and the pneumococcal vaccine.
Right.
So we do know this time of season is when our hospitals do get busy with flu and pneumonia. And so we want to try to keep folks out and what we can do for that. And right now we can vaccinate. There is potential of a COVID vaccine in November. We are currently making plans. The state has submitted their plan to the CDC, and we are working on our plans this week to submit them to the state. So hopefully in November or so, we will have a COVID vaccine that we will start to push out.
Tracy, I talked to an individual today just out of curiosity to see if you've seen it. Went to the doctor this morning, positive. Went back at lunch, negative.
So what?
So it was positive this morning.
Positive at 8 o'clock this morning, negative at 12 o'clock.
So the question that we potentially look at is, was it on the same machine? Was it the same test that was ran? There are different tests that some people are getting. Some are getting the rapids, which are sort of the least sensitive compared to the nasal nair, which is like the Q-tip size, versus the nasal pharyngeal, which is the one that's a little bit longer and goes a little further back. That is the gold standard, being the nasal pharyngeal. So I can't speak specifically on that case, not knowing what test or what the situation was around that.
All right, and the question, if they have a question, they can come to you at the health department, they can be tested properly with the correct test.
Well, we'll test them again, but we'll have to see. But in that situation, the state would deem that individual positive because they have had a positive test.
Right. And one thing that to mitigate the spread is the
3 W's.
3 W's. And that's
wearing masks, advocated. Washing hands.
And that's advocated from Washington, D.C. all the way down here to Duplin County.
So, we also have put up some billboards about the 3 W's and in pursuit of stay at home. So you guys may see those as you travel throughout the county as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All All right, next up we have Mr. Kent Winrich and Mr. Charles Brown. Please come in.
Good evening.
Good evening. Spread this. Okay, go ahead and just state your name and purpose.
My name is Kent Winrich. I'm Chief Technology Officer and co-founder of Open Broadband.
And I'm Charles Brown, the area manager with Open Broadband.
I'd like to thank you for having us here tonight. I'd like to give you just a quick overview of who we are, what we're doing. We're a internet service provider that utilizes multiple technologies, but presently we're using a lot of wireless technology to provide rural areas with broadband that they normally don't have. We're quite a bit in Wayne County, and we've been coming into Duplin County. We've been spending our own dollars, and we've been partnering with entities in Duplin County to get Duplin County residents internet. So, for example, we've partnered with Alton Insurance that put up the tower. We're able to provide service to that area. We've also worked with the town of Calypso and the town of Faison, and we are providing internet to the areas around there, and also providing internet to the towns, both town halls and the fire departments and the like. We use line of sight and non-line of sight technology, which allows us to get to far greater people. And there's new technologies that are coming down that will allow us to increase the speed by tenfold. And matter of fact, I just delivered the first batch of that equipment today into the area. What we're here to is ask for a letter of helping us to get great grant money from the state of North Carolina. If we have support from the local governments, the state tends to look at that in favor and adding more points to our score to be able to get great grants. The great grants process is for this fall is pretty much completed, but we've got something coming up in the spring and into the next fall that we would like to start preparing for. We get a lot of requests for service down in the central part and southern part of Duplin County, and we would like to be able to help them. It takes a lot of money to do that, and if the state's got some money in the form of grants, and we have to match the funds, by the way, from those grants, so we're fully in on this, a lot of skin in the game on this as well. But what we're looking to do is get some money that we could expand within Duplin County. We don't have a problem working with other ISPs. We don't require us to be the only one. Matter of fact, we would prefer to kind of partner with them and just provide either competition or just provide better service throughout the whole county. So what we're asking is just for a letter of approval that you would like to have us come into Duplin County so that we could present that to the state broadband office.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Okay, this time I have a motion and a second to approve to allow the chairman to sign a letter of support for Open Broadband to enhance their opportunity on receiving growing rural economics with access to technology grant funding from the state, which is called a great grant. Is there any discussion in reference to this letter?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask a question, please.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Now, where in my home when we're watching TV and all of a sudden the pitches and stuff start messing up, I can tell when the rain is rain. Will rain interfere the same as it's doing now?
No. We're not like satellite TV.
Okay.
Matter of fact, during the hurricanes that came through, we were up full time. As long as we've got batteries and generators, which we do, we have a team of people. We hire local people, by the way, and if we weren't moving it further into Duplin County, we would hire more people to do installations and all. But to answer your question, no, our technology is designed to not fade out during rains or storms, and even if we can maintain our signals during hurricanes, we think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, it's recently weatherproof. I was with the town of Mount Olive, town manager in Mount Olive, and about 2 years ago, we had a situation, our airport is, you know, kind of far removed from town, and we really couldn't there was no way economically feasible to get Wi-Fi to that airport, so we, our pilots couldn't file flight plans or check weather. So by allowing open broadband to go on one of our water tanks, we were able to beam the signal out there, so they've got high-speed Wi-Fi at the airport without having to dig fiber or cable in the ground. And we also have a businessman east of Mount Olive on Highway 55 who does business internationally. He had to have high-speed internet and couldn't get it. Well, he could, but the price was astronomical. So we're beaming a signal from our airport to him so that he can do business internationally. Wireless, so you didn't have to, you know, file cable and get fiber and anything.
Well, because the reason I asked that, I can tell when the rain was coming because the TV started messing up. And not only that, I just wanted to rule USA, the town that is not a town anymore, used to be Bowden, and now we are supposed to be the suburbs of Warsaw. So okay. You said that it helps from the rain interfering with your television or computers or what have you.
Right. Okay. Because we provide only internet. We don't provide TV service. You can get.
Okay, Nia, I understand that. Yeah.
Okay,
do you have an area of the county that you have targeted to get started in, or you just going to wait and see if you get the grant?
Well, we would look to you all as well. If you have areas that you think need to be targeted, we will listen to that because you know your county better than we will ever know it. And you hear from your constituents. We hear from your constituents as well. I get daily emails or Facebook messages from people in Newfoundland County. So our plan right now is to further on, come along on phases down the south to Warsaw, and maybe also come down. We're at Seven Springs, we're at Open Insurance, we're at UMO Agricultural Center, and just start bringing the signal down from the north. But we can, if you have other areas that think you think need concentration, please let us know. We will work on that.
Okay, we'll talk about that in just a second, but we have a motion on the floor. And I'm ending the discussion unless somebody has a specific question about this letter of support. Okay, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. All right, sir, you can go ahead and talk about the license agreement.
Okay. We're asking to create a license agreement to place broadband equipment on the water tower, on water towers, but specifically in Warsaw. Out by 540, and we think that's a logical link for us to move down. But we'd like to also take a look at the possibilities of other water towers in the future as well. And like I say, we're not asking for to be the only provider on these towers. We play well in the sandbox, so we will do our best to make sure that you get competitive internet, and we'll work with the other vendors as well. And by the way, I'm the North Carolina director of WISPA, which is the Wireless Internet Service Provider Association. So it's my job to make sure all the providers work well together. So like I say, we prefer to play well in the sandbox. But we're asking at least at Warsaw for now, and then we'd like to take a look at other towers in the future.
All right. The water tower that he's looking at is known as E1, located at 1028 Penny Branch Road, Warsaw, North Carolina. And I need a motion. Okay, has everybody read through this?
I have a make the motion.
You said you made the motion, Ken.
I did.
All right. I need a second. All right. I got a motion and second to enter into a license agreement for the placement of wireless broadband equipment upon water towers between Newfoundland County and Open Broadband, specifically for the water tower known as E-1. tank located at 1020 Penny Branch Road, Warsaw, North Carolina, and authorize the chairman to sign saying, okay, at this time, is there any discussion?
Are you going to do this even if you don't get the grant?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to invest our own monies into making that happen. We think we're getting a lot of requests, and the grant will be just more frosting on the cake.
Okay.
So, question for Davis, I assume. In reading this, it is a $100 per month per tower. So if they're allowed to put eight, that could be up to $800 per water tower.
No, it's $100 per tower. They can put eight mounts on the same tower for $100. Plus, there's a $5 per month charge for that tower for the electricity. And then if you look at the back of the contract, there's a graduated schedule based on the number
based on the number of customers
that they will provide internet service to from that specific tower, and it goes up as they add the number of customers.
Commissioner, the way we did it was separate. We do a separate license agreement for every tower that they decide to do. So right now they just here to do one, they may get back in the future enter into more of these agreements.
So the tower is just considered $100 per water tower, a water tank that they mount on.
Yes, sir.
The way I interpret it, when it said tower, they could put up eight, I was thinking $800.
Y'all good with that? We prefer the $100.
But then, like you said, the graduated scale that's in the appendix is, I'm trying to get to it. I hit the wrong button while I go on this computer. From 0 to 99 customers, 25, and then if it gets over 1,000, 1,001 plus is $1,500 a month. Got it. Plus the $100. So it could potentially be a $1,600 a month.
We would be thrilled to be at 1,000 customers off of a single water tower in Duplin County. Chances are pretty slim because it's pretty rural, but it just gives you the opportunity that if we benefit, you benefit as well. In two ways, you benefit because your customers or your constituents get broadband, and plus you get a little more money in your coffers.
What's the speed that you'll be able to offer from this tower?
We will go at a minimum of 25 down 3, that's considered FCC broadband, but I'll tell you what, we're going to go beyond that easily with this new equipment that's coming in. We're anticipating 100 meg or better. So, but we're going to start out with 25.3 until we get this equipment installed, which is still significantly better than most DSL customers. But we should be able to ramp that up pretty quick.
And are you going to deploy both the line of sight and the non-line of sight equipment?
Absolutely.
How far will non-line of sight go?
They're claiming up to 10 miles. That's a little optimistic. But we are presently in Mount Olive, or I think that back in Seven Springs. They're presently doing 5 miles, and the new equipment should go further. So we should be able to blanket some areas pretty nicely.
One thing I'm sure you guys saw, because I think you went through this in a lot of detail, but that number paragraph 6, we put some language in there about working together from a customer service standpoint. And I just want to make sure y'all understand, because you know, these guys are going to get questions about the service you're providing, and you guys will be getting questions. We just want to make sure it's a team approach.
Absolutely.
Working together on that.
We absolutely, it's all about partnering, making sure that we're taking the load off of you, because it's our responsibility to communicate that. So we have our Facebook page, we have our website. We try to do a lot of social media. We can also do public meetings. We fill rooms with public meetings, people asking questions, and I'll stay there all night long until every question is answered. But it is to us all about partnering and making things happen.
Is there any other questions? If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. What's carries? All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you all. Thank you all for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. George Fusel, if you're available, please come in.
Based on, so we're going to have the chairman sign before we know your power.
Okay. want to make sure before.
Okay, good evening, Mr. Mitchell. Good evening, sir.
Chairman and board, I appear before you tonight to correct the error from the August meeting where I appeared before you to request approval of change order number 3 with Crater Construction Company. If you will note from your package, our engineering firm, W.K. Dixon, made an error in calculation and gave them credit for $10,308.10 too much on their unsuitable excavation. So we need to approve change order 4, or requesting if you would approve change order 4, which will add that back to the contract and correct that error.
So moved. Second.
Okay, I've got a motion second to approve change order number 4 with Trader Construction Company in the amount of $10,308.10 and authorize the chairman to sign the same. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Is Mr. Gary Rose here?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Rose, please come in. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here with a couple bids on some surplus property. The first bid is on a property located at South Pine Street in Warsaw. Right beside lot 418 South Pine Street. We have a bid of $5,405, which was the actual amount the county had to acquire the property for. The county acquired it back in August 2019, and this is similar to the one we did back in August where y'all agreed to the bid. We'll have a motion to accept the bid, and then we'll advertise it and negotiate the bid process. And then I bring, if we get any more bids, I'll bring those back to y'all, and y'all can make the final decision whether to accept it or not.
Move to accept and proceed with the sale for some of the negotiated offer.
Second.
I've been upset bid process.
Okay, I've got a motion to accept the submitted bid from Jose Carlton and proceed with the sale of the surplus property, parcel number 01-3083, pursuant to the negotiated offer advertisement and upset bids process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any discussion? Could those in favor say aye?
Aye. Aye.
Those against say nay? Okay, motion carries. Go ahead with the next.
I have another parcel. It's two lots down from the last one we just did, located at 420 South Pine Street. The county acquired this property back in May of 2018. The county acquired the property of parcel 11,574. The current bid that's been offered is $3,000. Once again, I've asked that y'all entertain a motion to accept and go ahead and advertise the property, negotiate a bid offer it, and then if any objection, we'll bring this back.
This first bid offer we've gotten since 2018? This first offer we've gotten since 2018 on this part?
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Second.
We've got a motion to accept the submitted bid from George Shaw and proceed with the sale of surplus property, parcel number 01-8270, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisement, and upset bid process set forth in General Statutes 168-269. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Go ahead with your next one, sir.
Back in September, I came to y'all with an offer on a surplus property. The offer was $1,000. We advertised the property and did not receive any upset bids to that. The property is 1.13 acres, located in Cypress Creek Township. And I ask if y'all accept this bid to sell it, or if you reject it. It's the only offer we have on it. The county acquired the property at $2,566.
When did we acquire it? September 8, 2020? No, that's not.
April 2016. So it's been 4 years.
April 2016. Second. You say April 2016?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, I got a motion and second to accept the bid from Jamison Johnson in the amount of $1,000 for parcel number 08-E089, located off State Road number 1819, Pickett Bay Road, Cypress Creek Township, and authorize the county attorney to prepare a deed for the transfer of property. Any discussion? Could those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Those against say nay? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. All right, Mr. Davis Brinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I have three announcements. First, I'd like to inform the board that we have received a refund from the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners on the dues that we pay. The board of directors voted in June to reduce the 2020-2021 membership dues by 12.3%. So you received a refund check in the amount of $846 from the NCACC. I'd also like to announce that the North Carolina Department of Transportation has approved a request from the family of Hill Lanier to hold a prayer walk for Hill Lanier this Saturday, October the 24th. The event will take place from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it means that Jack Dale Road, from the intersection of Robin Bark Town Road and Jack Dale Road to NC 11, will be closed to traffic. The sheriff's department will be handling all the traffic control. So Jack Dale Road will be closed Saturday morning from 9 to 11. And finally, I want to give you an update on the number of early votes. Mrs. Jones from the supervisor of the Board of Elections advised me this morning that as of the end of the day on Saturday, Kenansville had voted 1,800 individuals, Warsaw had voted 658 individuals, Wallace 1,536 individuals, for a total of 3,994 votes that have been cast thus far. That's all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I can speak to the refund for the dues, and the reason we did that is because of the detriment that every county has faced with this COVID, and tried to give every county some money back. That was the purpose. Okay, at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn until next month.
So moved.
Second.
All right, I got a motion and second to adjourn until Monday, November the 2nd, 2020, at 6 p.m. for a Board of Commissioners meeting here at this office. Those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Those against say nay? Motion carries. We are adjourned at this time.